The Atlantic endorses Harris because she believes in democracy. By Wendell Hasebo on October 10, 2024. The Atlantic endorsed Vice President Kamala Harris on Thursday, citing her belief in democracy and stating she won't abuse power and curry favor with dictators. The endorsement of Harris is not a surprise. The Atlantic endorsed against Trump in the past two presidential cycles, with its only third and fourth endorsements since the magazine's founding in 1857. The Atlantic's endorsement, which read like a hit piece on Trump, did not mention Harris in the first three paragraphs of the endorsement. Instead, it alleged that Trump is one of the most personally malignant and politically dangerous candidates in American history. For the third time in 8 years, Americans have to decide whether they want Donald Trump to be their president. No voter could be ignorant by now of who he is. Opinions about Trump aren't just hardened, they're dried out and exhausted. The man's character has been in our faces for so long, blatant and unchanging, that it kills the possibility of new thoughts, which explains the strange mix of boredom and dread in our politics. Whenever Trump senses any waning of public attention, he'll call his opponent a disgusting name, or dishonor the memory of fallen soldiers, or threaten to overturn the election if he loses, or vow to rule like a dictator if he wins. He knows that nothing he says is likely to change anyone's views. Because one of the most personally malignant and politically dangerous candidates in American history was on the ballot, The Atlantic endorsed Trump's previous Democratic opponents, only the third and fourth endorsements since the magazine's founding, in 1857. We endorsed Abraham Lincoln for president in 1860, though not, for reasons lost to history, in 1864. 104 years later, we endorsed Lyndon B. Johnson for president. In 2016, we endorsed Hillary Clinton for more or less the same reason Johnson won this magazine's endorsement in 1964. Clinton was a credible candidate who would have made a competent president, but we endorsed her because she was running against a manifestly unstable and incompetent Republican nominee. The editors of this magazine in 1964 feared Barry Goldwater less for his positions than for his zealotry and seeming lack of self-restraint. Of all Trump's insults, cruelties, abuses of power, corrupt dealings, and crimes, the event that proved the essential rightness of the endorsements of Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden took place on January 6, 2021, when Trump became the first American president to try to overturn an election and prevent the peaceful transfer of power. Read more establishment media endorsements of Harris here. 50% of Americans say the national media intend to mislead, misinform, and persuade the public, as just 35% say most news organizations could be relied upon, a Gallup and Knight Foundation poll previously found. Related, Trump on Putin's Kamala endorsement. I don't know if I'm insulted or he did me a favor. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.